Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. This show has been incredible fun. It's been live. It's been intense. It's been all over the place. We talked about Justin Bieber. We talked about gratitude. We talked about Africa. We talked a little bit about politics. And we talked about the Dad 2.0 Summit that takes place a week from today. Today is Thursday. It takes place beginning Thursday, January 30th. There are still tickets available. In fact, I may have a free one to give away. I will know that tomorrow. So you could even write me about it. And we are going to be able to get this show and any one of my shows, as always, on iTunes for free. Or go to BruceAllen.com to the radio show tab, and you will be able to listen to any part of this show, download it, share it with your friends. Again, no charge and no commercials. Though commercials pay the rent, and I don't begrudge anybody having a commercial. We spoke about a lot today, but I didn't do my business. And the business is the new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad Comes Home. Now, remember, I'm not that dad, but it just coincidentally has to do with a dad coming home from a trip abroad. Tonight at Dad Chat, for those in the Santa Barbara area listening live, we are talking about whatever is on your mind. It's open mic at Dad Chat. And this week I have two I'm Not That Dad vlogs. One is called Monkey Business, and the other is called 2 Minutes to See Kenya. And these are among the 62 videos that I've made from my trip, ranging in length from 23 seconds to 14 minutes. And they're all on the Dad's POV channel at YouTube, and they're being put up 2 a week at BruceAllen.com in the I'm Not That Dad section. So that's the business. If you want to sponsor this show and reach a lot of good demographics, moms and dads with disposable income, just write me at bruce@brucesalon.com. I want to thank my support team, first the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, who has been letting me do my show via Skype, and it just sounds marvelous. I thank you for that, so sometimes I can stay home. Also, it was great to see and wish a happy new year to the station manager at KZSB AM 1290, Mr. Les Carroll, and I wish you the best, Les, and to the station, which I gather is doing well. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.